Go ahead.
Okay. Can I say good evening to everyone? We may be few in number, but God has promised that even though we are few in number, the promise is there that he will always be with us. I trust you all had a good day and that you even enjoyed the good hot weather. So this evening, I would like us to take our Bibles and turn to Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter. And I would have like us to have a look at verses 12 to 14. It says this, "And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, and to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's, thy God, the earth also with all that therein is." This was a statement that Moses made to the people. He wanted the children of Israel to know that God has chosen them for a special reason. Everyone who accepts Christ as their personal savior from sin and is baptized in his baptism and endowed with the Holy Spirit belongs to the Lord. And what God requires of us is that we love him, that we walk in all his ways, and to serve him. There is nothing better in this world, even at this crucial, critical time, but to love and serve the Lord, because he has chosen us. He has chosen us before we chose him. He has loved us before we loved him. So it is in our best interest that we understand that God is there for our good. You see, we serve a great God. We serve a fantastic God. In verse 14, it says, "The heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's, thy God." Now the question can be asked, how big is the universe? Each planet in our solar system varies in size and dimension. It seems Mercury is the smallest of our planets and Jupiter is the biggest, but they are limited in size. But the heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot be measured. It's vast, it's infinite, and yet Moses says that the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's thy God. It was the King Solomon, somewhere in, I think it was Second Chronicles, that says that even the heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain God. So you and I can realize how great, how vast is our God. Even his knowledge is vast, way beyond our understanding. This is why the scientists cannot accept what the Bible says, because for them, that is something that they can't explain. And sometimes people tend to discard that which they cannot explain. But what we can't explain in the Bible, we can accept by faith, because we serve a great and marvelous God. So these are a few words of encouragement for us this evening, in that whatever you and I may be going through, be it in employment, be in finance, be in relationships, be in whatever situation we are, we know that we are in God's hands. And as the people of God, we have the confidence that we can let our light shine, even in this dark world of sin. Many things are happening now and will continue to happen. But we don't know what the future holds. Life is always uncertain. We don't know what life has for us round the corner. If we can remember just at the beginning of the year, those of our loved ones who were alive, like Sister Edwards, Sister Brown, Sister Smith, Brother Lawrence, Sister Gwendolyn, all these folks were alive, but now they are no more. All we have is the blessed hope, and that is what keeps us going. So my encouragement to all of us, myself included, let us love God. Let us serve him. Let us be obedient to his statutes, to his laws. Because everything that God says makes sense. And I discovered that as a teenager growing up, everything in the Bible that God says to his people makes sense. But it makes sense to follow and obey what he says. The world has its own opinions, even conflicting opinions. The world will say one thing one moment, then they will say something else, then they will go on to something else. And all you have at the moment is confusion. And at times when we hear the politicians, they will make a statement, but then they have to go back on that statement and apologize. And how many times have we heard politicians having to apologize for mistakes that they had realized that they had made? Only yesterday we heard Nicola Sturgeon, the First Minister for Scotland, having to apologize for the error that was done concerning Scottish students' exams results. It goes on. And it goes to show that mankind, we are just weak. Doesn't matter how well educated we are just weak and fickle in God's eyes. So I want to say to us, let us be strong. Let us delight in the Lord and serve him. People will criticize us, may even marginalize us, but let's stand firm and hold fast, because the best is yet to come. In verse 16, Moses said, "Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart and be no more stiff-necked." We know that in the time of Israel, when God called Abraham, he said that Abraham and his household had to be circumcised from the youngest to the oldest, and even those of his household who were servants. Every male had to be circumcised. And this was symbolic of their covenant relationship with God. Moses says to the children of Israel, circumcise not the fleshy foreskin of your body, but the foreskin of your heart. Because so oftentimes there's so much in our hearts that is a blockage, that is a hindrance to our relationship with God. So Moses said, circumcise, cut loose from those things that would be a hindrance in your relationship with God. In verse 17, he goes on, for the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and a terrible, which regardeth not persons, nor taketh reward. That's who our God is, a great God, a mighty God, a God of miracles, a God who does things beyond our understanding. And you know, someone made a statement, I think it was Pastor Thorpe some years ago, he made a statement in his sermon, and he said this, that if you try to understand God, you will go mad. And that's very true, because God is beyond man's thinking. We are limited by how much we know and how much we can store. We're limited in our thinking, despite the fact that you know, there's a store of knowledge out there. It would have to take, if I may put it that way, 10 lifetimes for us to try and learn so much that's in the world today. But we know that we can't know everything. We can only know so much. But our God, He knows everything. He knows everything. The Bible says that every star in the heaven has its own unique name. Now don't ask me how that is, because I can't explain it. But that's what God does. He gives every single star in the universe its own unique name. So my encouragement tonight, this evening, is hold fast, stand firm, and love God. Don't give Him up. You know, I believe things are going to get worse and they're going to get better. Right now, people are losing their jobs. Not just people in their 20s and 30s and 40s, but even people in their 50s and 60s are losing their jobs. And you know that your job, my job, those of us who work, our job is what puts bread on the table. It's what puts clothes on our back. It's what puts a roof over our head and a bed to sleep on. But if we don't have a job and we don't have money coming in, we'll find it hard to survive and manage. But right now, loads of people are being laid off and many may never work again, even due to their age. We serve a God who has promised that because He loves you, He will provide for you. Paul says that my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory. So this evening, I would like to leave this with you, that like Israel, given this message applies to us today. Let's love God. Let's walk in all His ways. Let's love Him and serve Him. For there's a great reward in store for us if we are faithful to the end. John 3:16 says that for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have life everlasting. It was never God's plan for man to die. It was never God's plan for man to be sick. But all this has come about because of sin. But the best is yet to come. When he returns, those who have died in him will be made alive again. And those of us who are alive will be translated. Then we shall have life everlasting. But can I say that we can have life everlasting now simply by accepting Jesus as our personal savior from sin? So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, let's be faithful, let's hold fast, and let's be true to the end. For we serve a great and almighty God. And may God continue to bless us and keep us on to the end. In his name, amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we just thank you for the time in which we've spent with you. I pray, Lord, that these words will be encouragement to us and will help us that we will be faithful and firm despite what's going on around us. We can't control what's around us, but Lord, you can. And I'm so glad to know that you are still in control. So be with your people today. Be with those who are sick. Can I put Brother Tony James before you tonight as he's in hospital? And Lord, we commit everyone who needs our prayers. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering prayers. Be with us now, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.